Welcome. You're on air with Ella, where we share simple strategies and tips for living a little better every day. If you're interested in mindset and wellness, or healthy habits and relationships, or hormone health, aging well, and eating well, honestly, if you're into just living better and with more energy, then you're in the right place. Welcome to real, honest, no fluff conversations about creating a better you. You'll hear interviews with experts and loads of conversations to help us take small steps toward a better version of ourselves. We're not here for perfect. We're here for a little better every day. Let's go. Hey, you're on air with Ella, and I am joined by my new friend, Yulia. Hi, Yulia. How are you?
Hi, Ella. So thankful for you inviting me here. I'm so excited to share with you this holistic natural beauty journey.
Yes, this is going to be incredible. I found Yulia's work on Instagram, and she was so kind to come and do her first podcast ever. So welcome to the podcasting world, Yulia. I'm so glad to have you. And the reason I wanted to have you on is because the work that you do online, and I've learned in person, is absolutely life-altering, and we're going to get into it today. But first, could you please share who you are and what you do?
I'm Yulia Duma. I'm Ukrainian. I moved to States approximately 5 years ago. When I saw first signs of aging for myself, I asked the question, okay, I can go now to an esthetician and make fillers and Botox done. And I asked myself question, do I want to be the one who will be responsible for my beauty, for my face, and for my health? Or if I will now start a journey with injection, it will be never ever ending story. That's why I start my journey with learning massages, because our beauty and our skin, our epidermis, we can see, but all process is happening much deeper. Aging process happening deep beneath our skin. And our skin folds, wrinkles, sagging. It's already consequences of all process under our skin. Muscles, ligaments, our bone structure. Here, esthetician world, we work with the skin. But we are not working with the cause. That's why I decided to look deeper to the root. That's why for my clients, I provide 6 different massages. Deep tissue face massage when I work with fascia. Buccal massage intraoral when I go inside of your mouth. Face cupping. Kinesio taping. It's prolongate result of massages. Sculpting massage and facial reflexology. We all in different age, we have different type of aging, we have different skin, we have different heritage. That's why it's not cookie cutter. It's not one program fits all. Every client unique, and you need to have unique approach.
Okay, so you're a holistic esthetician, the type of esthetician who is not doing, as you said, Botox and fillers, but you are doing several different types of face massage and other techniques, some of which you mentioned being facial cupping, reflexology, I think?
Facial reflexology, yes.
Okay. Kinesio taping. Am I saying yes. The kinesio part right?
Yes. I will tell worse than you. So kinesio taping. It's not a big deal.
Kinesio taping. Okay. And yes. People have seen athletes with like their shoulders taped and stuff, and Yes, and you're sharing that there's a type that we can do for. Okay, got it. And then buccal massage, is that where your fingers, your gloved fingers go in the client's mouth?
Exact. This massage essential for people with TMG, with clenching and grinding. Plus, that massage is very efficient when you have nasolabial lines, jowls. We cannot rejuvenate our face if we do not work with our chafing muscles. Less headache, less TMG pain, more smoother jawline, everything because we work with our chafing muscles, masseters. They are very, very deep. Any kind of cosmetic procedures in the surgeries never will be able to work with that muscle because it's lie down in a dmas layer and included in myofascial chain and connected with our pelvis and our soles.
You're saying our chewing muscles are connected to our pelvis?
Yes. I am working in my salon. I provide massage décolleté, neck, head, ears, face, everything. Of course, buccal massage included. I work from inside out. And I had results. Everything what I tell today, this is my personal result with my clients. One of my clients, she had sciatica. I'm not working with the pelvis. I do not touch. Neck, décolleté, trapes. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So sort of yes. Chest bone up.
Yes. Yes, because here lymph drainage process starts from our biggest lymph nodes under arms. Yes.
Got it.
About chewing muscle. After 10 sessions, her sciatica get less for 70%. Another client had strong migraines. She had all kind of acupuncture. She had all kind of different massages. And pills, every time pills. I start working with her chewing muscles. She forget what is migraines.
This is her chewing muscles, the masseters?
Yes.
I am gobsmacked.
This is strongest muscle in our body. Around 600 pounds they can lift. And they are working 24/7. We are holding our anxiety, our stress, we always clench. It's happening subconsciously. You cannot control this process. That's why only with massages you can penetrate deep. Some clients after 20 years clenching, they stop doing this because of these massages. You will not hear this type of massage because of these marketing strong Botox they are providing for masseters, and they are making even worse.
You're saying that they are using Botox in the masseter area? Again, folks, these are your chewing muscles. You're saying they use Botox there now for migraines?
For example, every dentist here in California, most of the dentists, you go and say, I'm grinding, I'm clenching. First decision, what they give you? Solution, it will be Botox for your masseters.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because of they experience TMJ pain, for example, because of joints are suffering because of muscle so tensed. When muscle is tensed and shortening, we have esthetician problem. All this, we're losing our angle of youth, this one, and all is folding. And here you have nasolabials and you have jowls. That's why it's aesthetic, but health. Mm-hmm. I stand up, first of all, for health. We can look beautiful if we are feel healthy. I am against Botox because I'm against putting Band-Aid on the problem. We need to work with the cause.
Okay, that makes sense to me. And people are going to do what they want to do, and there is no judgment here. But I'm really keen to share this alternative with people because, to be honest with you, Yulia, it sounds magical, and it's not. If you can work out your arms and create definition, then why can't you do exercises and massage? Your face is comprising dozens of muscles.
57.
Yes. 57. Okay. So if we have 57 muscles in our face, this is what got me before I sort of delved into the world of face massage and natural aesthetics and how I found you, was I thought it never occurred to me that my face is comprised of muscles. Okay. I know that's embarrassing, but I never thought about it that way. And I thought I am exercising every other part of my body and I am accidentally exercising parts of my face, probably not always for the better because I'm a clencher. And I started looking at it so differently. And that's how I found your work. And one of the first things that I learned from you was the art and the science of mewing. And I want to talk about this, and I'm going to share my experience first. I have confessed this on air before. I am a mouth breather naturally, and it's not nice at all. And it creates all sorts of problems with your teeth. It creates a slacker jaw. It's a worse night's sleep. There are so many reasons to breathe in and out through your nose while you sleep and throughout the day. And I can practice that throughout the day, but while I sleep was a very different matter. And I am not going to tape my mouth shut. I tried it one time. I'm not their target market. But I learned about mewing, Yulia, and now I can sleep with my mouth entirely closed. And I want you to first please tell us, and by the way, the video will be published with this episode. You'll be able to go to the website and watch Yulia do some of this stuff. But Yulia, can you please explain to us what is mewing? Like, how does it work and why we should care?
I find out about mewing maybe more than 5 years ago when I was still in Europe. There is classic mewing. There is different types of mewing. Every teacher tells different. I will tell you what I'm doing and I see results on my clients. This is right tongue position when normally rested position of your tongue in your mouth, it's just lying on bottom, mm-hmm. normal. Yes, we was born like this. We didn't know about another way. Yes?
The tongue is just hanging out bottom of the mouth.
Yes, just chilling there without really thinking, am I right, chilling there or not. Mewing, it's a position of our tongue on the roof of our palate. Slightly touching your teeth. You can touch or not your teeth, but do not press against your upper teeth. Some of my clients they apply too much pressure. But with time goes by, in every technique, every single technique, no matter taping, cupping, yoga, you need to make baby steps. Consistency is the key. You are staying on this rejuvenation journey without, you need to have patience, long story short.
So our tongue at rest would normally just hang in the bottom of your mouth. And what we're saying is, you're saying arch it a little bit and place it in the roof of your mouth without forcing it. You're not holding it there like gritting, you're not holding your jaw, but you're just using the tiniest bit of force to keep your tongue arched and up in the top of your mouth, and you are not allowing your teeth to come into contact with one another.
Yes, your teeth shouldn't touch each other, because when you clench your mouth, your masseter's muscles are tensed and spasmed. You need to always hold your mewing without clenching your teeth. This is what I'm teaching my clients, and I see amazing results. One of my clients was scheduled for surgery for fat buckle removal. And we start massaging, we start practicing mewing. Of course, she canceled surgery, and now she never go back to any kind of not injection, not fillers, nothing.
Wow. Okay. So you had a client, you're in Southern California, and you had a client, and she was scheduled for buccal fat remover from her cheeks, like her chewing area, so that she could have razor sharp cheekbones like you have. And you're saying that you taught her mewing as well as your series of the offerings that you have, and she canceled her facelift.
Yes, wow. And I have many situations like this. Unfortunately, doctors or dermatologists will not tell you all details, but main cause of chubby cheeks, we are all different. We have different type of aging. But tension in masseters, you will not be able to lift or remove stagnation lymph from your face if you do not work with your masseters. It's fundament, it's a base. You can make face yoga 24/7, but if you do not work with your masseters, it will be close to no results.
So Yulia has this face revival method that she has created, and that is what I am doing. And of course, we'll tell everybody how to find that and make it easy for them to join if they want. But I am learning from you what to do and what not to do. And I'm learning how much of this, as you just mentioned, is based in our lymphatic system and the need to drain the lymph in order to de-puff our faces. Can you tell me, while we're on the subject of the lymphatic drainage, how much pressure should we be applying to our faces, because I always go hard or go home. And I think you can press too hard when it comes to lymphatic drainage in your neck, in your face. Like, what's the right amount of tension you're applying with your fingers?
It's a very good question. Some faces, they never should do lymphatic drainage. Some faces never should do gua sha stone. Some faces never should do cupping.
What?
Yes. We need to understand that if I will make lymphatic drainage for my type of aging every day, I will remove all my fat cells, adipose fats. They will shrunk. We have all, plus minus, no matter age, same amount of our fat pads. Adipose pads, subcutaneous fats, it's all the same word, but cell can be shrunk or expanded in 43 times. Some faces, wow, you see they're puffy, they're chubby cheeks, their fat cells are expanding with water, not water, lymph. Why this process is happening? Because of in our face, not all our muscles working right. Some muscles in hypertonicity, some muscles in hypotonicity. Long story short, they are lazy, you know? Some lazy, some overworking. This disbalance causing stagnation in our lymph system, because of all lymph nodes are located in our muscles, same as in blood vessels.
Okay.
That's why.
So you're saying some of our muscles are overacting and some of them are lazy and underacting, and it creates an inconsistent sort of lymph drainage pattern or trend from person to person because you don't know what's happening. How do you know if you're a good candidate for lymph drainage or not?
You are not a good candidate for lymph drainage. I look at your face. I am not even touching you. But for so many years, I already can see and recognize what you should do, where is your problem, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. By looking at you, you do not need to do lymph drainage because you have very weak tissue. You do not have enough subcutaneous fat. The same like me. We have absolutely the same type of aging. But sometimes you can see she's skinny, but she has double chin. You cannot understand where is this coming from. So usually our lymph are moving from down to up. Only from our face, it's going under arms, armpits.
Okay, so your largest lymphatic nodes are located underneath your arms. Yes.
Yes. We have here thousands of lymph nodes. Thousands.
Okay, so Yulia, what you can't see if you don't see the video is she's starting underneath her arms, like in her armpits, you know, you sort of make like chicken arms and
yes,
a bit massage. And then in your clavicle area, upper chest. And then, of course, you have them in your neck.
We need to understand if we want to have beauty face, we need to always take care of our neck. This is essential. Blood flow, lymph outflow is coming only through neck.
Okay. From your face, from your head and face.
Yes.
Okay.
You need to understand when we talk about our beauty, our face, we need to take care of our drape. We cannot walk hunched and do not have droopy eyelids because our drapes connected with our forehead muscles. All this tension, you need to understand, without proper back posture, without working with your neck, sternocleidomastoid, head, ears, we will not be able to achieve results in our face.
Okay, this is fascinating. So I have so many questions for you. One of the things that you've just said is basically, in short, if you have bad posture, you're saying like your traps, your back muscles, then that is going to have a chain reaction and it results in droopy eyelids. Oh my goodness.
Droopy eyelids connected with muscles on our soles, on our feet.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So posture, it's all connected. Okay. And the work that you do, while you only are touching people from, say, lower clavicle and up, you're identifying that this is all a chain reaction. And one of the big tenets of your work is that if you're ignoring your neck, then you're not taking care of your face.
No.
Okay.
100 degrees.
Okay. Now, we need to go back to my face because what you're saying is like me just hanging out, doing gua sha and doing lymph drainage is actually not doing anything for me because I'm very athletic. And so, and I do infrared sauna and I do vibration plate therapy. So like my lymphs are drained. And when you're after a certain age and you exercise a lot, you can only have a good face or a good butt, but you can't have both. And so my face is actually suffering from leanness because I don't have fat pads in my face. Am I summarizing my dilemma correctly?
Yes and no.
Okay, talk to me.
You do not need to do lymph drainage. You do not need to do cupping or gua sha. I'm telling you the way how I would do this and I'm doing for myself. And for all my clients online, offline, who purchase my program, I recommend what you should do, how many times, and what you shouldn't do.
Okay.
Because of why? With your trape.
What are you saying trape, Yulia? What is trape?
It's upper part of our trapezius muscle.
Thank you. So it's like back, lower neck, upper back.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. That muscle always tensed. And what is happening? Our shoulders are reaching our ears. We are on the phone. We're always busy cooking, cleaning, crying. It's woman life, you know? And not only trape, our chest muscle, because our shoulder lean to the front, which is not normal position. And here we have a lot of lymph nodes. And stagnation happening right from here. That's why to take care of back posture, neck position, not like this.
Not like tech that. Neck. Not sticking your neck out, reading your phone. Right.
All my clients, all my friends know we are all queens. We cannot go to grocery store with back posture. No matter what you wear, you need to always have amazing back posture, because this is key, not for all your beauty. This is key for your self-acceptance, self-confidence. No matter what, you need to always maintain your posture.
Okay, so that makes perfect sense. And I'm just having a realization that when you look at people who have been in dance for a long time or yoga instructors, they always seem to look 15 years younger than they are. You can attribute that to lots of factors, but I'm assuming now that their immaculate posture has a huge amount to do with their youthful appearance.
100 degrees.
Okay, so I have a question that I forgot to ask you, and I'm really sorry. This is a bit sloppy, but I'm going to ask it anyway. I forgot to ask you why mewing is helpful for your actual appearance as well. And sorry to take us backwards, but do you mind sharing how mewing actually helps your jawline?
Yes, of course. Here, under chin, we have platysma. It's only superficial muscle. But under platysma, we have a lot of deeper muscles. And they are in normal life, we are not using. They are lazy. With mewing, we are snatching them. That's why you can see after mewing, don't expect results after 1 or 2 months. No.
Right.
It's maybe 3, 4, 5 months, maybe 1 year. But you will, first of all, you will feel results. You will feel that your masseters are not so in the pain if you have TMG. You will feel that you're less clenching. Put reminder on your phone. Mewing 5 times. Put note in your car. Put note in your office. Mewing every single time. We need to build a habit. When you drive, for me, I make 10-15 minutes. It takes for me drive to work. 15 minutes, it's time for face yoga. You need to build muscle connection. When I, in this moment, I understand steer wheel, I make face yoga. In the morning, when I brush my teeth, meanwhile I brush my teeth, I make lymph drainage jump to activate my lymph in my feet and lower body.
You're doing like a little jump?
Yes. Oh, 100 goodness. Times. Meanwhile, I'm brushing my teeth. You know?
Like little bounces?
So, yes. We stay on our tips and we make bounces only with the heels.
Okay.
You know? If we will incorporate all these little exercises, 10-15 minutes per day, in our home routine, we will notice, oh, I can look beautiful without injections.
When people check out the video for this, they will see this. And when they go to your Instagram, they will see this. But what they cannot see right now is your cheekbones could cut glass. Your bone structure is so beautiful. And you've shared pictures of what you looked like before you learned all of these techniques. And while still very beautiful, your face was a different shape, Yulia.
Yes, yes. Mewing, deep tissue massage, and face yoga.
Let's start with face yoga because that is so simple. You don't need any tools. It's you and your face muscles. Am I right?
That's why even in my program and face yoga for car, meanwhile you drive, you rejuvenate. So you don't need even use your hands. So what can be easier to incorporate this in our beauty routine? Main and most important movement in face yoga, our cheeks. You can look at me.
We're both doing it. You should see. Wait till you see this video.
This exercise eliminate marionette lines, nasal labials lines, smile lines, and crow feet. I do not have crow feet. I used to have because this muscle, this is major and minor zygomaticus muscle. They are extremely lazy. What lazy?
They just don't do anything on their own.
Yes. That's why when we activate, and I'm teaching this to my clients, it's not easy at the beginning. You never use this muscle. How you can switch on this in one day? No. Mm-hmm. But when you activate, you will see how your whole face will change.
Yeah, when I first started, I couldn't even find my cheek muscles. But they're there, and they're teeny tiny until you start building them up, just like biceps, just like biceps.
Exact.
And you built yours up so that they're very pronounced and now you can see them. You're my inspiration. Okay, so give us more tips about face yoga.
Very important how to do this. You need to really understand and build that muscle memory connection. That's why it's so important for people who are doing Botox. They cannot move their forehead. And all my clients, only I talk about my clients who come after 5, 10, 15, 20 years of any kind of injections or invasive treatment, they are coming and they experience major eyelid droop, droopy eyelids, plus hair loss and a lot of different side effects. Face yoga will help you. This muscle, when you inject, it's forehead frontalis muscle connected with our back of the neck, our head. It's one muscle. And here is only tendon helmet. That's why to awake and work with this muscle, we need to massage head, we need to massage our forehead, and we need to tone with face yoga exercises.
Okay, so I want to recap that because you're saying that we basically have the muscle of our forehead and then we have a muscle in the back of our head and
yes.
Between those two things, we have nothing but tendons.
Yes.
Okay, and when you get Botox, you lose the capacity of activating those forehead muscles. When you use face massage instead, face massage, face yoga, those techniques, you're activating the muscle in the back of your head. You're activating the muscle that is your forehead and the top of your scalp there. And those have a lifting effect.
Exact. Plus back posture, two. Plus neck exercises, two.
Okay.
Muscle contracting. Normal muscle should contract. When muscle contracting, we have blood flow and lymph outflow. This is essential for all our body muscles. When you paralyze, when you kill this muscle is not contracting. How we can deliver nutrients through blood, how we can take lymph, remove all trash from our tissue. That's why all this lymph end up in our upper lid area. That's why here we experience, this is reason of our weak
your
forehead
eyelids,
muscles.
Your eyelids yes. are impacted. Wow. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I know my chicas. And right now someone is saying, I have Botox right now. So if I have Botox and I can't move my forehead right now, what do I do? Do I wait 3 months? Like, what do they do? You work in Southern California, so I believe you've probably seen a few people who've had Botox before.
70-80% of my clients have had Botox before. Fillers, Kybella, threads, everything. And after working with me, they never ever going back to injections, because through massages, I show them that you can embrace your natural beauty in your with your own hands. This is moment when you spend massaging your face. This is self-love, self-connection, self-care. So many of my clients who never was wearing ponytail, listen to me. They always wear hair long cover their face because they had double chin, because they have no cheeks, they had droopy eyelids. Now they always wear ponytail. They say, if not you, I would never wear ponytail. Now I love my face, because this is about empowering. This is giving tools that you, we don't need millions of the same faces. We need, you are the one who was born like this. Just embrace your beauty through massages, exercises, self-care movements.
Yulia, when they come to you and they have had Botox, how long do they have to wait before they start employing your techniques?
This is a very good question. You need to understand that any movements, any massage, any exercises will break down Botox, will diminish Botox. It will eliminate faster from your lymph drainage. That's why when I'm working with a client who had Botox 2-3 months, after 3 months plus minus, and if they are ready, oh, what I'm gonna do if I will see my wrinkles? I say, you will love yourself with that small little wrinkles for a couple of months until you will not get old, toning for your muscle, and you will see that you absolutely capable to be without Botox, just with power of your hands. What about forehead Botox? So many clients from my online programs, which followed my exercises, massages, plus I share on my page taping, plus most important ingredient, facial awareness, conscious. You need to, when I talk to you, I'm not talking like that.
She's squinting, you know, her face and making faces. Yes.
Yes, I'm talking to you and I'm conscious about my face, because so many clients have hair tension too, but they are not conscious, chin tension. And this helps magical self-awareness, facial awareness.
Okay. What you're saying is, a lot of times we just sit there and we make expressions and faces, or we furrow our brow when we're having phone conversations, even when we're watching television. And I don't think what you're saying is that you are self-conscious all the time and you think about your face and your appearance all the time. You're saying you're aware of your posture. You're aware of whether you're carrying tension in your face or not. And that awareness is the first step to this process. Is that fair?
Yes.
One thing that you mentioned that I just want to make sure everybody caught was, you work with people who have Botox all the time. And what you're saying, yes, is when they first come to you, your process breaks down the Botox a bit faster than would happen naturally. So does exercise, by the way. But you're saying that you, the massage that you do is beneficial no matter what. And it also increases the rapidity of the breakdown of the Botox. And then they've already begun the process with you. And so if they can be patient and slightly uncomfortable, probably, maybe a little insecure about that, for 2 months, maybe 3 months, then they start to see the benefit of the actual muscular lift that you are helping create for them. Did I get that right?
Kind of. All my clients after Botox, like I told you, it's almost 80% of my clients. You don't need to wait 1 or 2 months. Sometimes you see after some clients have result after one session, but it's not mean that you need to only make one massage and that's all. In one massage, I am not capable to remove all that Botox. I am not capable to remove that stagnation because I'm actually with my fingertips, I'm feeling where you have that fibrosis lumps, where you have that clog in your muscles. That's why I'm not capable to remove it in one session. And process of empowering happening much faster because all my clients getting exercises for home care and I'm checking up on them. Hey, you're doing this? How are you doing that? Are you doing this right? I will help you. And I'm making pictures every single session and they can see changes every single week and they can see results, how their face is lifting. As I told you, I'm not like you comment, okay, I need only 11s and I need only double chin. I do not work like that. I work with rejuvenation all facial tissue. How to improve double chin reason. Most of the people don't know why they have double chin. Because of they have poor back posture. Because of tech neck. Because of you spasm your back of your neck, upper part of your trap. If you do not work with your back posture, any massage will not help you. This is comprehensive approach. Exercises for upper body, stretching, face yoga, massages, all together. It's like small little bricks which will help to rejuvenate you from inside out, not outside in. Because I'm not working with the skin, I'm working with a deeper layer.
So the power is within us if we can apply consistent effort. How long does it take every day?
10, 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. For example, we all have at home door frame. Every single time you cross through the door, you can 30 seconds make stretches, stretch your chest muscle. In the morning you wake up, you can have 5-10 minutes your morning routine exercises. This is we incorporating, it's not only beauty, it's our health benefits.
I wanted to share some of the techniques, like just a couple, let's just do two maybe. Two things that we can do right now while we're driving, for example, or something that we can do right after we brush our teeth in the morning, just to get people started. And then you have so much content out there on your Instagram page. And then, of course, you have your facial rejuvenation method, the class that we'll share too. But, Yulia, if people wanted to try two exercises, and I want to be really clear, because one thing that Yulia has been really committed about is you can't spot treat your face. That's like saying, I want to lose weight right here on this one part of my body. That's not how bodies work. It's a holistic approach. With that said, and with us realizing that we have to take care of our posture, our neck, our jaw, and our face, can you teach us a couple of exercises that we can do while we're doing something else?
Of course. First, I already show you mewing. It's super easy, but practice. Second, meanwhile you're driving, you just with your tongue make circles and not like this.
Not inside your mouth. So no. Some people can't see you. So you're saying don't close your mouth and run your tongue in a circle like... Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. You need to close your mouth and run your tongue in a circle.
Okay, try this now. Does your mouth even need to be all the way closed?
It's not about mouth. It's about tongue.
Okay.
Yes.
We're all doing this. All of us are doing this together right now. So you're sticking your tongue against your skin from the inside, stretching it as far as it will go, and doing 360.
Wise clock and opposite. At least 5 times every side. And every week you can add 1-2 more until you will reach 20 times each side. you will feel how your under chin area will hurt.
It is. It's like it gets sore.
Yes.
But also, I feel like I'm erasing my mouth lines from the inside out.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We are going to look crazy while we drive, but I love this for us. Tell me the one. Okay. The cheekbones exercise. We'll
yes.
just have to show you. I'll pin one of those, but I want to do another tongue one because they're so easy to do. What's the one where you stick your tongue out? Give me an exercise where you stick your tongue out. What are you supposed to do? So you look up, your chin is up, and you stick your tongue like you're trying to touch your nose?
This is, I would not recommend to do meanwhile
you're driving.
No.
Fair enough.
Every time when you wait for someone in the car, you can do this. What we are achieving here? Here, we're sticking your tongue out because of marionette lines. It's here we have triangular muscle depressors. They are connected with our platysma. And this is very tiny muscle located like here.
Okay, so from your mouth down your neck. Okay.
We cannot remove marionette lines without working with our neck. You can massage here how many times you want, but you need to work with your neck.
Okay.
That's why when you do this movement, you place your arms, your hands on the, under the clavicle, not pressing, just holding this, and your nose not going up, it's going diagonal.
Your nose is not going to the ceiling, your nose is going to like a 45 degree angle.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And you pull your tongue up and you can left, right with your tongue. It will look like that.
Oh my gosh, it's like a facelift. I see what you're doing. It's like a neck lift. Oh yeah, this is fun. I want to ask you a lightning round of questions, just quick rapid fire questions. I asked my community for some questions when I told them I would be interviewing you. The first one you've pretty much already addressed. How many times a day? How long is the routine? What you're saying is 10 to 20 minutes a day, but 10 of those minutes can be while you're doing something else. And maybe 10 of those minutes are actually focused time. Is that fair?
Me personally, I'm doing one time per week, 1 hour deep tissue face massage,
okay.
1 hour deep tissue face massage. When I work with my trape, décolleté, ears, head, neck, all areas, 1 hour. And during every day, I'm using 10-15 minutes. I'm doing face yoga without using hands. That's all.
So a 1 hour intensive. And then the rest of the time, you're essentially doing yoga and exercise.
Yes.
I keep making
yes.
faces every time I say that to you. Okay. The next question was, when will I see results? And you answered that a little bit.
From 2 weeks till 2 months.
Perfect. Can I do face yoga with acne?
Yes. No touching with the hands. You do not provide massages. You make only face yoga.
Okay. Okay.
You can
so we're
do it.
Not doing, we're not rubbing with our fingers. We are doing exercises.
Yes.
Okay.
Got yes.
it. When I do face massage, should I use an oil on my face?
When I provide my deep tissue face massage, I do not use no oil, no cream. I'm providing this on clean, toned skin because I cannot grab, I cannot feel tissue if I will just gliding with a cream. If you have super dry and sensitive skin, you can apply water-based moisturizer.
Now, we spoke a lot about Botox, but this question is about fillers. Can people do face yoga and face massage if they have fillers?
All depends what kind of fillers. If they are based on hyaluronic acid or artificial, first. Second, depends when they, how long time they've been applied, like half year, 1 year, 3 months. It's all matter. For example, you have fillers in your lips. You cannot provide this exercise in face yoga.
What Yulia is showing us is that if you have lip filler, you can't do the cheekbone exercise because of the way that you need to hold your mouth while you're doing the cheekbone exercise. You have to tuck your lips in and fold them under, and it does not work, presumably, if you have filled cheeks.
Fillers are applying on our cheekbones area, and here is attachment of so many muscles, not attachment, insertion. That's why it's very, here is very weak. As I told you before, they are weak. They are not toned. And you put on that weak muscles, you put weight. Filler, it's a weight.
Oh, you're what putting weight on your... So Yulia is showing us the apples of her cheeks and saying that when you put fillers there, it is a weight on those muscles.
And that's why you will experience that your fillers will just nicely slide down.
Oh, that would be bad.
Yes. Okay. For sure it will be bad.
So I'm going to recommend a no if you have facial fillers. But what you're saying is they will dissolve. They're not permanent, obviously. And so start this. It sounds to me like you would want a professional to tell you when you could start doing this. I'm not sure you would want to mess with that on your own unless you knew that they were dissolved. What do you think?
You need to know what kind of fillers when you place it, and you need to understand if you want to in the future. I pumped my cheeks. I have my natural fillers. You understand?
Yes,
it's my muscles.
Your cheeks are Olympic quality.
If I could do this, why everyone else cannot do? We have all the same muscles, and absolutely possible for every person, no matter you did 20 years Botox or fillers or you never did it. Absolutely possible to awake this muscle and pump it without injecting in your body any kind of fillers or toxins.
Okay, last two questions. I had someone say, am I too old? And I had someone say, am I too young? So is anyone too old or too young to start any of these practices?
No.
Nope.
Why? I have a client in 20 years. I have a client in 74 years. Yes. My client 74 years have absolutely mind-blowing results because they are so consistent with exercises and their massages, and they literally wipe from their age minimum 10, 15, even 20 years because their face is snatched, lifted, and good looking. The same when you are 20 years old and you are thinking, oh, maybe I need to start already doing Botox because of social media tells this. No, you in your 20 till your 30, your body produce enough collagen, enough hyaluronic acid. You do not need to inject anything. You can make nice massages. You can start face yoga journey, and you will start seeing first signs of aging 10, 15, 20 years later if you start your journey from your 20.
My last question for you, Yulia, is will you please come back on the air with me?
Definitely. I would love to explain more and educate more. There are so many questions and topics which I would love to talk more, to explain more.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do an Instagram Live together so that we can actually show people. So we'll wait a little bit after the show airs so that people have heard it. And Yulia will demonstrate some of this, and I'll be learning right along with you. But I hope you guys will join me in the class that I'm just starting, the Face Revival Method. Of course, it's asynchronous. You can take it whenever you want. I am starting that now in real time. When you hear this, we can start it together if you want. But I am going to take before, during, and after photos. It's never really over. There's not really an after. It's kind of before and during forever. Yulia, where do you like to be found?
My main platform is Instagram.
Okay. Yulia Duma, this has been so instructive, and I want everybody's questions. Send them my way. We will answer them on the Instagram Live. Yulia, thank you so much.
Thank you for you for inviting me. I'm so sorry for talking too much because I love what I'm doing. I love to educate and empower women because we are capable to take care of ourselves in natural way and light that fire inside of us who is working from inside out, not outside in.
No apologies are welcome on this show for women speaking what they know. So take it back. And everything else you said, I absolutely co-sign. Thank you for what you do. It's about so much more than how we look. Thank you, Yulia.
Thank you so much.
Okay, if you enjoyed today's show, please share it with someone you care about. And be sure to check out our new YouTube channel and head to onairella.com for today's show notes. You can also learn about how to work with me there, onairella.com. And I would love to hear from you. So if you DM me on Instagram, I promise I will reply. P.S. All the links you need for us to connect are right here in your podcast app in the description for today's episode. Check them out. Thanks for listening and thanks for inspiring me. You are, quite simply, awesome.